USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Pro-Palestine protests on U.S. college campuses have not swayed President Biden's support of Israel. They've also resulted in hundreds of arrests, more than 1,600 according to an Associated Press review. The president, while speaking Thursday to reporters of what he's seen and heard.
There is no place for hate speech or violence of any kind, whether it's anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, or discrimination against Arab Americans or Palestinian Americans. It's simply wrong.
One student describing what he saw as he watched protesters at Fordham University in New York City Thursday.
But this is orchestrated, right? I mean, they all have the same signs. There's the same colored tents in there.
The U.S. State Department is accusing Russia of using chemical weapons inside Ukraine. U.S. officials say Russia violated the Chemical and Biological Weapons Act when it used chemical weapon chloropicrin against Ukrainian troops. Ukraine's blamed Russia for using the chemical in as many as 800 attacks as the ground war between the two countries continues. Donald Trump back in court for his criminal trial regarding hush money in New York. USA's John Schaefer has a recap from Thursday.
The former president criticized the timing of the trial before heading into the courtroom Thursday morning.
There's no case that should have never been brought, but if it was going to be brought, it should have been brought 8 years ago. You know, we're talking about 2015, 2016. Nobody's ever seen anything like it.
On the stand, the lawyer who represented the two women central to the trial denies any involvement in a hush money scheme. Keith Davidson, who represented both Playboy model Karen McDougal and adult film star Stormy Daniels, said that the $130,000 payment to Daniels wasn't intended as hush money to influence the 2016 election. He emphasized it wasn't a payoff, it wasn't hush money, it was consideration.
This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House is standing by President Biden's recent remarks where he referred to U.S. allies Japan and India as xenophobic. USA's John Schaefer has that story.
On Thursday, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre stated that the president was making a broader statement about how immigrants contribute to the strength of nations.
It is important for us to remember that we are a country of immigrants. I'm explaining what he was talking about, what he was focusing on in those comments. Country of immigrants, it makes us stronger. It is important to be very clear about that.
Biden made the comments during a campaign fundraiser on Wednesday, grouping the countries together with China and Russia. He attributed their economic challenges to a reluctance to accept immigrants, stating they don't want immigrants.
More testimony regarding former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen will be heard Friday at the ex-president's criminal hush money trial taking place in New York. Cohen was allegedly directed by Trump to pay off adult film star Stormy Daniels in the days leading up to the 2016 presidential campaign. Overall, sales at Ford Motor Company decreased in April, but hybrid sales reached a monthly record. The automaker sold over 179,000 cars and trucks, with strong sales of the popular F-Series trucks, while Broncos and SUVs saw a decline. Although sales of electric vehicles increased by 129% compared to last year for Ford, they still fell short of expectations. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.